What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Ali Alpha Movement podcast, the best podcast. This is me, Hassan.
And it's me, Yusuf.
Well, today we'll be talking about the orange peel method. And I'm going to have Yusuf start us off with some words. And this method honestly works beautiful for everyone out there that's going through a difficult time and having some difficulties with challenges in life and just go...
Like day by day.
Try to use this method, and you'll see how this life, this method is gonna change your whole entire life.
It'll change your perspective.
Yeah, man, like a lot of things.
It'll change the way you make a decision on something.
So basically, that's what we're gonna be talking about. A lot of things that we experience in our lives. A lot of things Yusuf has experienced in his life, and we're gonna go from there.
Yeah. Hey, so the orange peel method is, in the army, you have a problem, right? And let's say that problem is army related, whatever the army is related to. You have a problem, you need a quick solution. So envision an orange. It's a real method, though. You envision an orange. How many times can you peel an orange at one time? Once, right? You can't go past the first peel, the second peel, third peel, fourth peel, fifth peel, so on. Until you get the reward in the middle, which is the juicy orange, the orange slices. So in the army, they took a problem. They said that this problem pertains to this one soldier, and his mission was a problem, where he felt like he couldn't do it, and he felt like he was stuck, and he felt like there was no way out. Basically, that's what it is. So the orange peel method is finding ways out. It's to find a way out piece by piece, time by time, second by second, hour by hour. That's what it is. It's the second by second, hour by hour method. That's the real thing it's called. The second by second, hour by hour. So they tell the soldiers, live in the present. You're in battle, you're in war, whatever it is. You don't know if you're going to get the next 10, 15, 20 seconds. You don't know. You're in battle. Shots are going everywhere. It's crazy. And it's a highly stressful situation. So the philosopher went on the battlefield and started asking the soldiers in live combat, asked him, he's like, what's your take on this whole scenario right now, in the present moment right now? And all the answers came to, I don't know. Because they don't know if they're going to make it out alive. They don't know if they're going to go home. They don't know if they're going to proceed to the next day. They don't know. They mentally prepare them to disassociate from the future and disassociate from the past. Disassociate means like leave the future where it is, because they don't know. They really don't know. I mean, you're in war. You don't know. Like, I don't know if I don't know if I'm going to die on the battlefield. I don't know if I'm going to get to go home. You don't know. But that's in regular life. That's in everyday life. You don't know if you're going to get it next day. So anyways, the philosopher told him, well, honestly, I don't know. I'm just right now behind this wall and I'm scared. That's what I feel. I feel scared. I feel nervous and I don't know what to do next. So then the military does this training. They break you down mentally. They break you down physically. They build you right back up. They make you into some type of killing machine, an animal, whatever it is on the battlefield. Makes you however they, I like to think of them as like, you know, they're the U.S. Army monsters, you know, like fierce, number one army in the world. And then you'd be like, so their training has to be top tier. Training-wise, eating-wise, sleeping-wise, battle-wise, you know, everything has to be to the T. Everything has to be perfect. So, not perfect, but, you know, top tier. So the philosopher told me, he's like, well, you went through training. Why do you feel nervous? He's like, I didn't get no real-life experience. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't get the experience yet. This is my first time here. So the philosopher told him about the orange peel method. He said, where are you right now? So he told him, he's like, he picked up a rock. He told him, pick up, it's a video, I'm going to show you. He picked up the rock. He's like, imagine this rock is an orange, and inside the orange is the reward. When you peel the orange, peel by peel, you finish it all the way down, all the way around, and then you get the orange, you peel the orange slices, eat them up, juicy, and it's good, you know? So he tells him, envision this is an orange, hold this rock, envision this is an orange. He picks it up, and he starts peeling it. He's like, now, he's like, stop. He's like, every time you peel something, he's like, remember a problem that you're having right now. So he's like, okay. He peeled the first time. He's like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it out of here. He pulled it the second time. He's like, I'm scared. He pulled it the third time. He's like, I'm nervous. He pulled it the fourth time. He's like, I'm really not. He's like, I'm really not worried about what's gonna happen tomorrow. I just want to know if I'm okay now. He pulled the fifth time. He's like, I really miss my family. He pulled the sixth time. He's like, I really want to see my family. He pulled the eighth time. He's like, I want to go home. And then the philosopher told him, stop. He's like, now, you got all those problems around you and all those solutions, right? He's like, now I want you to imagine that rock is the orange inside, the orange slices. There's your reward. You know what I'm saying? So all your problems were the orange peels. Peel by peel by peel is a problem. All right, let's go to real life. I'm having a problem financially. Everybody brainstorms. How can I get out of this financial hardship? Well, first off, I gotta start saving more. I gotta start. Second, I have to start putting money away. I gotta start sacrificing. My day to day activities with my friends or with my whoever it is. And I need to just start being. I just need to be, more conservative with my money. I don't want my money going everywhere. I just need to like. I want to invest, and I want to be better than I was today, or I want to have a better understanding of my financial well-being. So again, imagine the inside of the orange is the money. Peel number one, I gotta save. Peel number two, I should invest. Peel number three, I should stop my spending. Peel number four, I need to start taking accountability for what's going on. Peel number five, I need to start seeing why I'm going broke so quick, why my paycheck's getting spent so fast, why I can't save something, why I can't do whatever it is, amount, whatever it is, example by example, every time. Every time you peel, it's a solution and a problem. Because you're thinking about it. You're in the present right now, which you are. Factual, you're in the present right now. And again, you can't live tomorrow because it's not here yet. You can't live yesterday because it's gone. You're right here right now. Right now, we're sitting on these chairs talking about the podcast. Whoever's listening can be in their bed, at work, doing whatever. But the difference is we're doing it live. And the other side, the listeners are doing it tomorrow. So technically, we're doing something for the future. We're not doing something right now. We're talking right now, but we're doing something for the future. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, there's going to be somebody that's going to wake up, look at the notification, the Lead Off Move podcast, going to press it. Oh, I'm hearing it now. You know what I mean? So back to the method. Now let's go to relationships. With the orange peel method. This is where it works the best. You get cheated on. You're depressed. You're lonely. You're mad. You hate the world. You hate every girl now or every guy. You feel like you've been, your confidence just got shot. Your morale just got shot. Now you're sitting there like, oh man, poor me. You're playing the poor me game. So now you hold the orange. Yes, the girl cheated on me, peel one. Or the guy, peel two. Yes, maybe I could have did something better. Peel three, yes, maybe I could have did this, maybe I could have did that, maybe so on and so on and so on until you get to the orange. And that's usually your answer. That's why I keep saying orange peel. Because when you peel one, that's a problem. Peel again, that's another problem. Peel again, that's another problem. Then you start getting solutions. That's why it's so powerful. You start thinking in your head, you're like, oh, okay, well, I just named all these problems. What's my solution? Well, how can I get out of this now? How can I get out of financial hardship? Go get a job, right? That's something I could do now. Go get a job. How can I stop spending more? Just stop going out. Stop buying unnecessary things. Stop buying things you don't need. Stop procrastinating about working another job. Stop procrastinating about saving money. Everything factors in when you actually do something. Because right now I can sit here and think I'm a millionaire. But that's in my head. That's in La La Land. But right now in real life, am I a millionaire? No. I'm still doing a podcast. I could be somewhere mentally, but physically, I'm where my body's at right now. So when you're in the present, you're technically grounded with your body because your mind wants to take you somewhere else. So the philosopher taught the soldier on the battlefield, you can only deal with one peel at a time. You can only deal with one thing at a time. You can't deal with 10,000 things around you, even though it's a high stressful situation. You're in war. We get it. You're getting shot at. We get it. You're in a foreign country or you're at home. We get it. But you can't go forward. Let's say you're pinned down by the enemies. What are you going to do? You're going to stay put, aren't you? So now imagine your brain like that. Your brain and all the negative thoughts are the enemies. Non-stop attacking, non-stop attacking. There's not an easy off button where you just press, boom, no more negativity. No. Negative. You get more negative thoughts than positive thoughts. It's how you approach the negative thoughts. From a bigger picture. You can't just look at everything for what it is. You can, but you can't. Like a thought is a thought. There's no other meaning to a thought than just being a thought. It's some chemical gas in your brain, whatever it is. It's some imaginary chemical gas in your brain that passes by. Now, when you ask somebody something and they pause, they're thinking about what you said. When you ask somebody and they speak right away, 9 times out of 10, they didn't listen to you. Like, that's something I learned recently, for real. Like, if I'm talking to somebody, I ask them a question. If they were listening, they'd take a couple seconds. It'd be a delayed answer. But that's different if somebody knew the answer right away, if they heard the question before they got the answer. But if you're talking to somebody, you just gave them all this information, all this knowledge, all this advice, all this wisdom, all whatever, and they come back with an answer that second, you're not listening. You're not listening.
Well, true.
People, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but people tend to complete other people's sentences and using their answer or their, you know what I'm saying? Like, they fill in the blanks for you while you're asking them the question. So automatically their brain is looking for an answer. So if you go to job wise, you're at your job, you got to be there for 8 hours. You pull out the orange peel method. I don't want to be here. That's the first peel. I'm depressed. That's the second peel. I really should be in Colombia or in Florida or in Sweden or somewhere. That's another peel. And then you start running out of problems. Then you get into solutions. Oh, well, I got to work to pay my bills. I got to work to sustain my living. I got to work to pay my bills so I can eat, so I can buy a car, so I can get clothes, so I can buy my necessities, so I can maybe go to the gym, get a gym membership, get a cell phone plan, get a meal plan, buy some food, get married, maybe have kids. Maybe you need money to unlock your features. You don't need $1 million, but you just need some type of money to take you to the next level. When you think about like construction in a house, you got to build the house from the bottom up. You can't just build from the top down. Nothing ever works like that. Bottom up, you need a foundation. Now, if a foundation is stable and it's like it's not going nowhere, 9 times out of 10, you're going to build high, you're going to go straight to the sky. You can do unlimited building. But if your foundation is somewhat cracked or unlevel or uneven or lopsided or something, you're going to start leaning one way and eventually it's going to fall. The crack in the middle is probably going to break some more and it's going to cause it to sink or it's going to cause it to fall, collapse on itself. You build a frame, the frame's not going to last long, it's going to start coming down. If you imagine your life as building a house, you need the strongest foundation. How can you start a strong foundation? One, financial steadiness, like financial wealth. Like you need, I'm not saying you need $100,000 or $10,000 to start a life. No, you start with a dollar. You know, how many people in the world just need a dollar to eat? You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever see those commercials on that come up on the TV talking about feed this somebody for a dollar a day or a dollar a week or something like that? Yeah, so you're like, you think about it, but now you're going to sit there and your negative thoughts are going to factor in. Oh, well, there's inflation, and then there's this, and then there's that, and then there's this, and then there's that, and then there's this. You're going to find more problems than answers. Remember when you were in school and you're sitting there daydreaming? And then you snap back into reality, you're like, oh, I'm at school. Ever happened to you?
Yeah, you're sitting there looking, multiple times.
Yeah, you're looking at the whiteboard. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you start filling in blanks by yourself.
Even at the gym sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes you forget where you're at. If you're out of place so many times, or like it depends where you are. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get sick of working out. Does that you ever have that feeling?
I'm not gonna lie, pre-workout carries.
Yeah, pre-workout always does its job. Don't get me wrong, but like sometimes you forget where you were. Sometimes you forget where.
Yeah, yeah, you disassociate.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what the philosopher was talking about. Yeah. Disassociation.
Or you lose motivation.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You just understood the methods. I mean, I explained it to you, but you understood what I said.
Yeah.
You didn't right away be like, yeah, I know that method. Yeah, I know this. Yeah, I know that. That's the orange peel method. You found every single problem. You eliminated that. Now you're on the solutions. Now you're eating the orange. Because you're reaping what I sowed. I gave you a problem. Or I gave you an equalizer to your problem. To help you. You took that problem. You envisioned that was an orange. You start peeling peel by peel. And then by the time you get to the orange itself, you start taking out the slices and eating them. Now you're enjoying the juicy orange. It's sweet. It's great. That's the reward. That's the victory. Did you ever notice behind every hardship, there's a great, like, there's a reward right after it?
No, it's a victory.
You feel accomplished, right?
No.
Your birthday, you want to celebrate it so bad. You're another year older. You reflect. I reflect when I get older. My birthday's coming up in 2 days. I reflect. I sit there, I'm like, okay, I was just 27.
Happy early birthday.
Now, thank you. Now I'm coming to 28. And I'm like, man, that's great. You know, 28, okay. Now 29, 30. I can't live those years yet. I'm not there yet. You get what I mean? So you just, from 28 back, you reflect, wow, I was in this situation. Or wow, I was here. Or wow, I was doing this. Or wow, my money was here. Or wow, my relationships were here. Or my body was here. Or my jobs were here. And then little by little, you start gaining this little like confidence boost. And your first, check this out. The life expectancy is what? 70? 80, 60, whatever it is. Let's say 60. 20 of those years, you're learning from the previous generation. I want you to think about this.
What do you mean?
Think about it. Your first 20 years, you're learning from older people. Yeah. From the previous generation.
Yeah.
Your next 20, you're living that. You understand? Yeah. You're living the advice. You're living the knowledge. You're living whatever. Whatever it is. You're just living life. Your last 20... you're teaching the next generation.
Yeah.
Imagine this. You have a kid. Dad, I'm having a problem with my bike. But you know the answer. You were a kid before. You had problems with your bike. So you do whatever, boom, 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 you fix it. Dad, you're amazing. You just taught this kid something useful, right? You taught him a skill. So now your son, in the next 20 years, maybe he's going to be like, oh, I know how to ride a bike. It's easy. Fix the chain. Boom, boom. I'm on the bike now. His last 20, he's teaching somebody how to fix a bike. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It blew my mind. When I was thinking about it, I was like, okay, so right now I'm in the second part of my 20 years. My first 20, I was learning. My next 20 is here. And it really made sense in my life. I lost my dad at 21. I learned whatever was going on back there. Now I'm living off the knowledge that I have already and learning more. And now if I get married or have a kid, now I can... Now I can give him the information that I got through the course of my life. Life is always a story. It's always your story. How you how you transcribe it, or how do you like
express how you approach it?
How do you approach it?
Yeah.
Answers, like, you know, the table of contents, like the chapters.
Yeah.
So they're gonna say, okay, what's Hassan's life like? They're gonna go to table of contents, chapter 1 through 20. Learn, all the way to chapter 20. Chapter 21, live. Chapter 40, teach. You get it?
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, it blew my mind. It makes you feel, I don't know, man, it makes you feel like.
I feel like everyone lives the same life. Like, not similar, but everybody goes through problems.
Yeah, hardships, yeah.
Everybody has, like, their own issue or struggle or hardship or something difficult. Everyone has something to relate to or something to relate on. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes what people do is like they don't know how to go about it. They don't know where to hide. They don't know how to solve it. So they just like shy away from the problems. And next thing you know, that problem is getting worse than it should be. You know, because why? Last week he didn't want to take care of her, or she didn't want to take care of her, or yesterday she didn't take care of her, or he didn't take care of her. So sometimes it's like you gotta face it. Like sometimes, as much as you hate doing the things that you, like the things that are causing you this issue or this problem, you just gotta do it. Like there's a lot of times, like for instance, how many times we talk about cold showers, me and you.
Greatest thing ever.
Like, but in the beginning, was probably the hardest thing. It's still hard to do. But the thing is, with it,
you know,
that reward for it, that feeling that you get towards then is like, it's unbelievable. You can't really understand the victory of like finishing until you do it. You know what I'm saying? Some people are not satisfied with the victory. Like, oh, I did this with my life, and they're still not happy. I'm not saying those people are hungry for more, and they're not grateful. Well, some people have that ambition, in them, built in them, where they keep going nonstop. Like, for instance, me and Yusuf have a lot of plans, like, down the line, 5, 10 years from now. You know, and, like, I know when we accomplish those things and when we get to where we're getting, we're going to look back at each other and be like, yeah, we ain't done yet. We still got more to go. Let's keep going. But, like, with whatever we got going on as of right now, you know, we're starting off small. We're not as big as we should be because of our pace, of our situation, of how we are going this. If me and Yusuf want to hit 10 million by tomorrow, we can hit 10 million by tomorrow. It's not we don't want to, but there's a lot of things that
We're still learning.
Yeah.
I watch podcast videos, how to speak, grammar. I'm not ashamed to say it.
Yeah, 100%.
Like some things you can't say. Like
there's a lot of things that you guys do not know what goes in the background just so you guys can hear something as perfect as we want it to be.
You know, pause is not etiquette on podcast.
Yeah, 100%.
So I was like, okay, well, let me go back. You know how many times in season one? I was going crazy. This.
But, like, we changed a lot of things about, like, what happened and how our podcast went on and how we talk about things and how we...
Check this out. I want you guys to envision this real quick. Okay. So September 24th, we were sitting. No, actually, August. Let's say August. Then August 31st, we were chilling in the gym. No, I'm sorry. Even before that, this is how I met Hassan. This is quick and easy right here. We're at Planet Fitness gym, and I come across Hassan. I'm like, man, this kid looks familiar, right? I'm like, man, this kid looks familiar. I don't know who he is, but he looks familiar. So I approach him. I say, hey, man, you look familiar. Are you so-and-so? He'll tell me, no, you know, it's not. So whatever. But I knew for some reason something was going on. It was just weird. I don't know what it was. So I was like, okay, maybe there's something that, I don't know. I'm like, maybe there's something about him that relates to me somewhere or that makes me feel some type of way or that's confusing. I don't know. I don't want to say confusing, but it's like it just made me on notice. So remember, Hassan, I told you, I'm like, hey, bro, do you know so-and-so? And you're like, no. I'm like, man, you look just like him. I don't know why you look just like him. I thought you were. So Hassan looked at me weird, and I'm like, hey, anyways, all right, brother, take care of the workout. So instantly, I go, when I'm done, I heard him in the bathroom talking about this, that. I'm like, man, this kid's not like that. Ain't no way this kid's like that. Sparked up a 7-hour conversation from 12 to 7 in the morning. And then I left. The whole way on the whole ride home, I was thinking, man, this kid. I don't know where he came from. You know, I don't know where he came from. I don't know why I talked for 7 hours, but it felt good. So, fast forward a month later, we start up the lead off movement. We start recruiting people. We start training people. All free, by the way. Start training people, giving people shirts, giving people merchandise, giving people plans, helping people, motivating people. And then we hit this thing. Where we're sitting in the garage and we're looking just at the wall. So look at Hassan. We're like, man, one day we're going to hit a million. A million something. We didn't say what it was, just a million something.
Now, I remember we were on vacation.
That's when it hit.
Yeah.
But this is before it hit.
Yeah, before it hit. We marked the date.
So we put the date on the wall. Yeah. And it was like sometime in March or something like that. So it was December when we did it. December is when we wrote it on the wall.
Yeah.
Three, and then we set a date for March. We said we're gonna get a million views somewhere somehow we're getting a million views. Then we get to Miami. My phone starts blowing up. His phone starts blowing up. Hey, bro, you're on TikTok. Hey, bro, you're on SportsCenter. SportsCenter, I don't believe that. Remember, I was like SportsCenter. Hassan's in the other room. I get my phone. I'm on Hey. Sports Center.
Yeah, I remember that.
We don't even play sports. Yeah. I'm like, man, this is impossible. I'm like, it's a fake account. Remember, I'm like, it's a fake account. I'm like, somebody probably put a fake account, bro.
ESPN hit us up as well.
ESPN hit us up. Wow. I'm like, bro, this is crazy. So every 10 minutes, we're checking the views. How many times did it go up?
From
100,000. It flew from 100,000 in day one, from 100,000. The 3.2 million views that one day. The next day, SportsCenter put us on there. Remember? That's why you had on SportsCenter.
We ended up getting what? It was like 30 million views?
The other one started 6 million when we woke up. Yeah. Remember, I woke up, I was screaming. I'm like, oh, it's real life. We're in the Mustang?
Yeah.
We're in the Mustang, listen to music. Man, I can't wait to move down here. Speaking into existence. Boom. Open my phone. I'm like, man, this is real life. You know? It's not for real. We got in the plane. We got back to Dearborn. 10 million views.
No, it's true. No,
there's no way that's true.
It's true. That's, yeah.
A week later, we're sitting in the garage and we just happened to look at the wall. Just happened to look at the wall. I'm like, a million? Added another zero behind it. I'm like, my bad, I should have put 10. We should have put 10. Next time, let's go 100. It's the lead up. Listen, next podcast is about the lead up for movement. That's it. Strictly a lead up for movement.
Yeah.
How it started, where it's going, what's going to happen next.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like people deserve to know what our next plan is. And honestly, like, this is like, it's been a long progress. Like, it's been a long process as well. Like, people do not know what we've been through mentally just to get this going. What we are going through as we speak to have this going. Like, Yusuf has a life of his own. I have a life of my own. But not one day we said, screw the Alpha movement and let's just stop doing what we're doing. There's a lot of difficulties that we're trying to make into possibilities. There's a lot of things that people didn't... Bro, honestly, nobody believes in us. I guarantee you this. Listen.
Hold on. A thousand people do. A thousand people are listening.
No. I'm talking about like in our friend groups. Like, no, a lot of people, like, they show us love. But like deep inside, when we really made it out, like, they said, oh, yeah, you guys really did that. You guys really did this. But a lot of times, like, people were asking for free merch. They didn't even want to support us.
This is before SportsCenter.
Yeah, this is a lot of times, like, a lot of people were just like, oh, let's do this. Nobody believed in us at all.
But when we came back, what happened?
Yeah, 100%.
We came back to the gym. I swear to God, after the views.
We got noticed.
We came back to the gym. People were like, hey, you're on SportsCenter?
Yeah, 100%.
People at work that never talked to before in my life.
100%. Like, even like, I was telling Yusuf today, like, I was out by my day. I was at the gym. Bro, honestly, some guy comes out of me. I was wearing the hoodie. That Lee Alpha Movement hoodie. Some guy comes up to me and says, yo, you guys, this guy's from the podcast and whatnot. Now I'm like, bro, this guy, like, this is one person, you know? Like, it made me feel some type of way. Like, I was like, wow, this is crazy.
It restored your hunger.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, like, bro. And it's not about people noticing me for what I am or what we do. But it's noticing that, like, we might touch somebody's heart.
Exactly.
And move them and cause them to be more ambitious and keep going with their life and stop, like, regretting a lot of things in the past. Whatever, like I said, I probably said this before, but whatever stays in the past is always in the past. It's not going to change. The only person that's going to change is you and how you go on about it. Like, if you want to do things differently, if you want to have a different mindset, you could start this second. Nobody can tell you cannot. You want to become a different version of yourself, you can start right now. This second that just passed, you would have been a different man or a different woman.
Right.
It's all what you believe. And you can set morals within a second. You can set boundaries within a second. You can set things in a second. You just got to find it within you, inside of you. You, like, I don't know how long it's going to take you to break, but you have to. Break and become someone that's, like, solid.
Build that foundation.
That's all it is. And I remember Yusuf telling me about a situation I was in, and he told me, if you were never broken, how would you never, what was it, like,
If you were never broken, how would you know what happiness feels like?
Yeah, 100%. It was like...
Or how would you never know how to rebuild yourself?
Yeah.
How, like, would you never know how to get out of something?
Like, if I was never broken, if I was never hurt, if I was never broke, if I was never on my knees to my last dollar, if I wasn't on my last battle, if I was never like that, I would have become the person I am today. And somebody honestly told me today, I was like, I feel bad for you. I'm like, why? I was like, for the past you had. I'm like, yeah. He was like, I don't know how you've been through that and you still don't. I'm like, honestly, listen, if it wasn't for those and those type of struggles and those type of difficulties and those type of hardships and nights where I was locked up in the room in the dark, nothing but my thoughts. If it wasn't for that, I want to become the person I am today. And I'm not saying I'm the most wise individual. I'm just 23 years old.
I always tell you, I love the darkness.
You know what I'm saying?
The darkness makes you who you are, man.
And for a lot of people, all my young people out there, like, growing up, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, you guys are still young. Even me, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. All the way up to 30. You're still young. You still got a whole life ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm trying to say it's
you
taking...
You still don't get 40, 50, 60, yeah, 70. You got a day. Use it.
Yeah, that's all it is. And just get up and do what you got to do. Like, honestly, nothing could stop you. You're still young. Like, Husam, one time he told us on the podcast, he was like, just be a sponge. Always be down to learn. Always be down to learn new things. And one of my closest friends, Steve, told me, he was like, there's nothing wrong with having knowledge every day. Like, learn something new.
You know what's crazy? Knowledge is free.
Knowledge is free. Like, bro, it could be something so simple as of how a tree grows. How to grow a tree. How to plant a mango. How to plant a mango tree. How to do how to orange peel method. Like, there's a lot of things out there that you can learn. And you can use it in your advantage. You can use it as... in your real life situations, and sometimes you're in a situation where you don't know how to go about it, but you start remembering this method, the orange peel method, how to go about it.
You just reminded me of something. Hey, yeah. Somebody hit me up the other day on Instagram, on my Instagram. They're like, hey, you know, I was looking at your guys' page and it says something about the 100 seconds of hell. What is that? I was like, oh, it's easy. It's 25 sit-ups, 25 push-ups, 25 planks, 25... pull-ups.
No, it was a
25 pull-ups, yeah, 25 sit-ups, 25 push-ups, and 25-second plank.
Yeah.
He's like, that's not doable. So what do you mean it's not doable? How's it not doable? That's why we're the owners of it. If you read it, it says owners of the 100 seconds of hell. So he's like, what's the backstory behind it? I was like, well, Hassan one day was talking. He was like, I could do this many push-ups. He's like, I could do this many sit-ups. I can do this many pull-ups. I was like, all right, let's put a time to it. So Hassan gets on the pull-up bar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, on the second. You got 100 seconds to do all this. So whenever you're slacking, you can pick up later on. But when it comes to the 25-second plank, you got to hit the 25 seconds. You remember?
I understand. A lot of people don't get what we're trying to say.
Well, the thing is, Hassan knows what I'm talking about. Okay. So anyways, Hassan was doing it. He's getting on the 25th pull-up. He drops down, does 25 push-ups. Then he hits the 25 sit-ups. He had 24 seconds left. He gets on, he's like, oh, man. So he did it again. He did it again. And then again. And then again. And then again. By the, I think, the 18th try. We're both doing back and forth, alternating. By the 18th try, Hassan looks at me, tells me, hold on 1 second. This is impossible. I said, I'm not lying. I do too. Remember I took the extra scoop of pre-workout? I'm like, everything's possible with pre-workout. Yeah. Hassan takes a scoop. We're sitting there. We're waiting for it to kick in. We're getting on the pull-up bar. Hassan smashed the pull-ups in 23 seconds. Smashed the sit-ups in 20 seconds. Smashed the push-ups. The push-ups, I think, in like 18,
not
maybe
even.
15,
was it? Yeah.
15 seconds. And then it hit the 25 with 3 seconds to spare. I'm looking, I'm like, man, it's possible then. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, let's own it. Let's own it. Whoever passes this 100 seconds, free merch. Free membership, free whatever they want. If they pass it on video, send it to us free, whatever you want. Merch, hoodies, sweats, pants, underwear, membership, nutrition, workout plan, whatever it is. So I was like, all right, Hassan, well, my turn. So I'm getting up there, I'm getting ready. You know, I'm getting ready, whatever it is. Pre-workout's kicking in. On the pull-ups, I think I did them in 27 seconds. On the push-ups, I made up for it. Because I knew, I'm like, you know what, I'm probably going to slack somewhere. So I might as well do the pull-ups into the push-ups to the plank. To the sit-ups. Because I knew sit-ups, you can bang them out. And I finished, I think, with the second left. My boy tried it. Kept getting 110, 115. Kept going up. He's kept getting mad. He's like, that's cheating. You're using pre-workout, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But imagine, if we can set our body to do something over and over and over again, repetition after repetition, without even thinking about it because you're so time-pressed. That's what life is. Life is being in a constant time press.
Good.
Because, again, you don't know if tomorrow's your day. You don't know if the next day's your day. You don't know when your day is.
Time is not your friend.
Never is, never will be. Even right now, recording this podcast, we look at the time, go up, we're like, ah, maybe we're going too far. Maybe we're going too deep. But then you look at the real time, you're like, oh, it's about to be 1 o'clock. I got to this, that. But it doesn't matter because you're in the moment. We're actually doing the orange peel method. We're peeling method by method by method by method by knowledge by knowledge and wisdom. That's until true. We're getting to the orange slices is when we publish this and you listen to it.
And then we see what you guys see about this and what, like, the results from people, and people be like, oh, this actually touched me. I can actually relate to this. That's the orange. That's the orange. we're trying to get at. That's the orange that brings us satisfaction. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, honestly, our satisfaction is not having the nice things, having the big house, the nice car. Honestly, my satisfaction, and Yusuf himself will say this too, that having you guys happy and in a right state of mind, not because of the Ali Alpha movement, because of you. You wanted to do it.
And plus, it heals me. I tell people all the time when I talk to them, why are you giving out so much knowledge? My own boy asked me this. Why are you giving out so much knowledge for free? Why are you helping so many people for free? Why not? If I was in a place, you. Let me take you, for example.
Yeah, 100%.
Again, bro. I'll put Hassan in an example. I'll put him in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Hassan was in the car one day, stressed out, didn't know what to do, looking back and forth, stressed out, paranoid, nervous, depressed, fearful, whatever it is. He's like, man, I can't get away from this problem. So in the back of my mind, I'm going through my file cabinet, trying to find what problem he's going through, trying to relate it to me so he can understand what's going on. I found it. I was there when I was 19. It's ironic his stuff happened when he was 19. Like, bro, all you got to do is let it go, rebuild, refocus, and reform, reformat, and keep going. So the next day, he woke up feeling a little better. Next day, next day, next day, next day, next day, till present day, doing a lot better. Back in school, doing his own thing, doing a Lead Alpha movement, building relationships, building goals, finishing his goals. Doesn't set a time and it beats that time. Works out, has constant pressures, helping his family, helping me, helping his cousins, whatever it is, helping his friends. If, man, I can't express this, like, I don't know how to say this without sounding like kind of like mean. If I can do it, you can do it. And if Hassan can do it, you can do it. Take control of your mind. Use the orange peel method. See if it relates to you in your life. Find a problem in your life where you say, okay, well, I got this big problem over my head all day. It's depressing me. It's putting me in despair. I'm whatever it is. I'm all these emotions. What should I do? Pick up that problem, envision it in orange. Peel it step by step, problem by problem, solution by solution. I promise when you get to the solution, it starts getting juicier and sweeter, and it tastes great, and it feels great. And then when you get to the reward, which is the middle, you're like, oh, it was that the whole time? I didn't know it was that. I didn't know I could do this. I didn't know I could do that. You don't know unless you try. You remember that Tootsie Roll commercial with the how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll? Yeah. Whatever, the Tootsie Pop, whatever that is?
Yeah.
Inside is the hard exterior. That's you, the hard exterior. But inside is the chocolate, the chewy good stuff that you want. If you put that into life, you're chasing something and you want the reward out of it. Your brain is telling you, Hassan, I need dopamine. I need rewards. I need celebrations. I need progress. I need to see. I need to see. I need to see. Because you don't believe until it comes up. You sit there and you're like, well, you know what? There's no point in looking for this chocolate. All this hard exterior is probably bruising my tongue or ripping my tongue apart. I'm bleeding from all this licking on this sucker. What should I do now? Then you start falling into this despair. You fall into depression. You get unmotivated. And then, isn't it ironic? Sometimes you go on the phone and you find this motivational video. And at 3 a.m, you're motivated. You say, tomorrow I'm waking up and I'm doing this. You wake up the next day, you don't do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. I've met a lot of people like that.
You got to put ink to paper, step by step, problem by problem, answer by answer, get to the root cause, find out what's going on. And you know who's going to tell you the real stuff? Yourself. Sit on your bed and don't do nothing.
You know, like, I want to add on to that. I want to say, like, to set goals in life, people think, like, oh, I'm about to have a Rolls Royce. Bro, anybody can write that down. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. Anybody can write that down. But if you, this is the best way to set goals is, how to start with is your day. Set goals with your day. Like, okay, for instance, it could be a time phrase, but I used to do this a lot
hour
of times.
Hour 1, hour 2.
Yeah,
hour
like three. Hour 1. Like, I would be like, okay, let's say I have a busy day. It helps me a lot, honestly. It keeps my mind at peace. So what I do is, let's say I woke up 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, my day's gonna start. I need to get up. I need to do this. I need to do that. And then there's a lot of things that are coming into my head. I'm like, oh, this is way too much. Let me sit down. Let me write this down. So I start writing now. I'm like, okay, 1:30, I'm gonna do this. 10:30, I'm gonna do this. 11, I'm gonna do this. 12, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna keep doing it until I'm like, okay, I'm free at this time. Now I can do whatever I want. Now I can think about these thoughts. Now right. I can do that. I set these goals, and as soon as I'm on my last one, I actually feel accomplished with my day. I'm like, oh, wow, I did all this today. I'm happy. Next day, same thing. Third day, that's basically how you train your mind to set goals. So next week, try to do like long-term goals, not long-term, but like weekly goals. Okay, by the end of this week, I got to lose 5 pounds. By the end of this week, I got to lose this. By the end of this week, I got to gain this. By the end of this week, I got to get $500 more than I usually get from my last paycheck. There's so many ways you could do something. And if you speak it to existence, the more hungry and more ambitious you get to doing those things. So you just use your mind wisely. And what did I want to say? I wanted to add on before I forget. I want to challenge everybody with one thing. I want to show you how you guys, like how your mind works. If you guys never took a cold shower before, if you guys never experienced it, try it, like, after you take your hot shower, whatever.
You're all comfortable. You're all comfortable.
Yeah. Like, legit, like, you're all comfortable and chilling. You're doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got your shampoo run through your, you're chilling. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where. Just, like, bust that boy down. Like, just go down. Go, like, turn off the hot water. Completely cold. If you can't do 30 seconds, try to go, like, 10 seconds. If you can't do 10 seconds, try to do at least 5 seconds. Just experience the feeling of what it gives you.
The shock.
Yeah, the shock that wakes you up. Best way for all beginners how to do it is breathing techniques. You know? Like, I'm not saying that I'm an expert, but, like, I do it often. I do it almost every shower I ever take. I don't shy away from it. I straight get to it. You know, I do it for at least, like, minimum I probably did it was, like, a minute. Like, I try to go for 3, and I'm trying to, like, do, like, cold showers, like, ice cold showers, but you can't really just throw yourself in an ice cold shower if you haven't really experienced cold water. So you gotta go slowly, and if you can't do, like I said, if you can't do 10 seconds, try to do 5. Just experience it. If you're comfortable with doing it, the next day, you'll be like, all right, I'm gonna go at least 6 seconds this time. I count 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. You know what I'm saying? Don't, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's not gonna do anything. You know what I'm saying? So try to experience that feeling. Try to experience that, like, what it is to have, like, a shock come into your life and just go out of the way out of a sudden. Like, those type of things will, like, wake you up in reality, or think quickly, have more things to live for. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't, like, realize, like, those small things in your life, in your daily life, can improvise or improve a lot of things on the long run, you know? And it's very, very healthy for you. Just to let you know, it's good for your heart.
It's that mental toughness.
Yeah,
too.
No, it's good for your heart as well. I forgot
There's physical features, but it's mainly the mental toughness.
Even in religious beliefs, if you guys are religious, even in scientific beliefs, there's a lot of scientific things. But in religious, they say the cold brings calmness to your soul, to your heart. So, like, you're more calm.
Because everything stops.
Yeah, like, it's like you really don't worry about nothing but cold. Like, you freezing. What are you thinking about? How am I getting warm? How am I going to get warm? That's the only thing that's coming through your mind.
Survival.
That's all it is. This world that we live in, you're a soldier. You're not a king. You're not somewhere high. You're not somewhere where, like, you're untouchable. You're just a regular human being. You're a regular human being. To become a king, to be something, you have to really work your butt off to be where you want to be at. You gotta really be out there. Or it just runs in your genes, like if you're related to Queen Elizabeth or something. You know, that's the only way. I don't know what to tell you. But you're just a regular human being that can improve day by day. And
take this orange peel method. Use it. Let us know how you guys like it. Let us know how you guys use it in your life, how you guys express it, how you guys make it into reality, and how you guys make the problems, find a solution, find the answer, and you eat the juicy orange. So, to the guys on TikTok that recently, you know, have been showing us love, I really appreciate you guys on TikTok. You know, you guys are great. I didn't tell Hassan yet, but I'm about to show him after the podcast. You know, 2,300 views on the first post. You know, you guys are great. You guys are amazing. You guys, man, you know, the comments you guys left were motivational to me. Thank you so much for tuning into that TikTok. And even on Instagram, when I post, like, the podcast snippets, the reels, You know, you guys have been really enjoying that. You guys, from the bottom of my heart and Hassan's heart, we love you guys for real, man. You guys are making our dream into reality by you listening to what we're saying right now.
Thank you, for real.
It does way more than you guys think, for real. Because every time I speak on this microphone, I always envision the million people behind me. Or the million people in front of me that I want to speak to someday on stage. The million people that changed their life. The tens of millions. Maybe 100. I don't know. The sky's the limit. And even you can go past the sky, get into space. Go to another galaxy with your goals and your accomplishments. But use the orange peel method. Let us know how you peel away your problems and find solutions. When you get to the reward, enjoy the reward for what it is at that time. Let us know how you guys feel, man. It's me, Yusuf.
I'm Hassan.
I love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning into the podcast.